So with me here in the Radio Jackie studio, we have Graham Tillotson and Felicity Bond. Graham, can you tell me first of all, please, why you're here?
Well, Felicity and I have been working since May last year, trying to develop a traditional village sign that will stand in the heart of the village.
So what's the actual definition of traditional? What does that make you any different from a normal village sign?
Well, every village has a traffic sign as you approach it, and Oxshott is no different from any other village. But a traditional village sign tells you something about the history, the heritage, the culture and traditions of a particular community.
And why is it so important to have this sign?
Well, I think it reflects civic pride and something to be very proud of in your village. We are actually one of the last villages in Surrey not to have a village sign.
Really? Yeah. How do you think that? What's the reason for that?
I think it's probably to do with the fact that nobody's thought of it before.
Okay, that's fine. And so how long have you been campaigning to get this sorted?
Well, campaigning hasn't really got going in a big way, but it's just about to start. I mean, we've been quietly working behind the scenes, because the first thing we need is a design. So we've had a design brief out and invited lots of people to submit designs. The local schools, Daneshill School and Royal Kent School, have been very good at in getting involved. The local Oxshott Art and Craft Society, they're getting involved. Designs are coming in. And once we got all the designs assembled and shortlisted them, then we're holding an exhibition, which will be widely promoted in the village. People can come along to the exhibition, and that's when things will start to really motor.
That sounds fantastic. So when is the actual exhibition then?
That's going to take place on the first bank holiday weekend in May, the Saturday, Sunday and Monday, and it's going to be held at the Oxshott Village Centre in Holtwood Road. And we really hope that everybody from the community is going to come along, tell us which are their favourite designs, and really engage with the project so that we can move forward.
So have you had a lot of designs submitted already then, or is this really right at the beginning and you're asking people to submit their ideas?
No, the design brief was posted on the website in November last year, and we briefed the local Art and Craft Society in early December. We briefed the two schools in early January. We have a presence on Facebook and Twitter as well as on the website. So we've had articles in the local magazine, local magazines in the village, and actually designs have been coming in from the schools and from private individuals as well as from the Art and Craft Society.
That sounds absolutely fantastic then. So how long would you actually want the sign like this to last for? A nice traditional village sign. How long do you hope it will stand? Will it stand the test of time?
Yes, it's got to pass the test of time. We expect it to be standing there in 100 years, long after we've gone. It'll provide a proud focus for the community, and it'll say something about the history of the village. That's what we're hoping for.
And what's your kind of preferential design? Because I was actually having a look at the website that you have there, and I noticed that you have metal designs, you have wooden designs. What, obviously, some of them are more intricate than others. Are you looking for something bold and striking? Are you looking for something plain and simple?
Well, the key is longevity, and we feel that if we go for a metal sign, a silhouette cut out of metal, it's very low maintenance. It just needs sanding every 10 years and a lick of a metal paint put on it. Whereas if you go to any of the other types of sign, the coloured sign, many villages have painted signs, but after about 20 years, they do look a bit tired and grubby. Whereas a metal sign, you sand it down, put some paint on, and it's as good as new.
Finally, it's fantastic, sorry. Well, finally then, what is your actual web address where people can actually have a look at the designs that have been submitted already?
We're at oxshottvillagesign.com. You can find lots of interesting reference material there. You can find the design brief, so if you feel inspired to come up with your own design, we'll be very happy to see it. And you can find out a lot more about the project there.
And just one more thing, actually. When is it you're actually hoping to have all of this done by? And how much is it going to cost?
Well, once we've chosen a design, and a week after the exhibition, we'll be hosting the judging panel. We've got a judging panel, and they will select the best design. Then we can start getting it costed. And then we'll start to have an idea of how much the sign will cost.
Do you have any kind of budget in place at the moment?
Well, yes, we're at the moment only asking people to pledge money, because clearly we can't ask people for actual money until we have a sign and we have planning permission. But so far we've had £2,750 pledged, and we think we'll need up to £5,000 more, maybe less. So it just depends on the design. If it's very complicated, then we're going to probably need another extra £5,000.
Extra £5,000. Wonderful. Right. Many thanks for popping on in to see us here at Radio Jackie, and we'll take it from there.
Thank you very much for inviting us.